A guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Veschanan, Shabbos Nachamu. And we have a special Shabbos. Al Gabi Shabbos. We have a crown to this Shabbos that it's also Tu B'Av. And there's clearly a kashrus between Shabbos Nachamu and Tu B'Av. This year it's Tak Chalboy. It's Shabbos Nachamu Shechalba Tu B'Av. But even leaving out the specialness of the pegisha, of the connection between Shabbos and Tu B'Av this year, b'chol shana v'shana, we see there's a mefurish ritva. The ritva in the end of Maseches Tainis brings down a special inyan of having a sudas Tu B'Av, but he doesn't say to have it on Tu B'Av. He says to have it on the Shabbos Achal Tisha B'Av, which is Shabbos Nachamu. So somehow you see from the ritva that this Shabbos Nachmu is miskasher so much to Tu B'Av that the Suda of Tu B'Av is done on Shabbos, irrelevant of what day of the month Shabbos is. Chiddush Gadol, but that's what you'll see in the words of the Ritva in the end of Maseches Tainis. When we dig deeper into this complex inyan of Tu B'Av and Shabbos Nachmu, there's another unifying challenge. Challenge. It's not just a challenge in Havana. It's a challenge in Hergish. It's a challenge in how to feel. How are you supposed to feel? This special Shabbos, the Shabbos of Nechome. We talk about this all the time. We speak about this on Tisha B'Av. We speak about this after Tisha B'Av. Well, what changed? What changed? What's the Nechome exactly? What's the Zoich of Aroya? What changed? What happened from the week before, from the Shabbos Chazon to the Shabbos Nachmu, other than the Haftarah? We're in the same place, Rachmanu Litzlan. Nothing changed. So what is this joy? The Simcha Mazu Oiseh. And if you think about Tu B'Av, it's one of those complicated days also to understand what's the great Lo'yohi Yamim Tovim LeYisrael. Now again, in the list of the Brises, there's all different kinds of events that are associated with Tu B'Av. Some of them are easier to understand in a celebratory way. Some of them are much more complex. I want to focus on some of the complexities. Mesu kolu mesei midbo. What in the world, what kind of Yom Tov is that? Kolu mesei midbo. Finished. The mesei midbo, the pekudim, the oivrim ala pekudim, those, the sinners that had to die, the doldeya, that had to die in the midbo, finished dying. What's the Yom Tov? It's finished. They didn't get saved. If they got saved, if it stopped a year early and we say all those people got saved, okay, so we have a celebration. Ashreinu. Kolu means it finished. Parshas Pinchas, which we read at the beginning of the Yemei Mitzorim, we understand that we're celebrating Pinchas because he stopped the Magefa. And as the Torah says, V'loi chilisi es b'nei Yisrael. He stopped the Kiloyan. His Maisa, the action that he did, protected Am Yisrael. And the Rebbeinu Shem was Mechapa al Bnei Yisrael. We understand it. So even in the midst of a tragedy, but if the tragedy ends, and there's some kind of salvation, and people are saved, we understand the celebration. What's the Kolu Meisei Midbar? That this is a Psayom Tefah from Tu B'Av. What's going on? It's really so difficult to understand, to feel on any level. And then you have other elements of Lamashal, the concept, where Chazal tell us that they would do Shidduchim that day. Okay, I understand, but to say that's L'Yahu Tevel Yisrael, that at least is a positive event. It's also difficult to understand why it's L'Yahu Tevel Yisrael. And then you have events like Nidnu Aruge Beit Alekvure, which of course, in the immense tragedy, in the unbelievable amount of death, and the fact that they were able to be buried, and the fact that they were, that Lo Yisrichu, they would, yes, of course, there was a silver lining in the overwhelming tragedy. But for that, it's a Yom Tov L'Doiros. How do we understand that? What's the bio? What's the hezbo? How do we understand that? In the Sefer that we wrote on Nisuin, we have a Pirush on Birch Samozen. So over there, we discussed this in the Bracha Revius, which according to Chazal was Nistaka, and they were Mesaka in that Bracha for the Haruge Beta, Shalo Yisrichu. In Taka, the same type of concept. The bodies remained whole and they were able to be buried. And over there too, we were aiming on the same question. What's the grace of Atoiva Ameitiv? I mean, it's a shtickle, a little bit of a nechoma in the unbelievable tragedy. For that you make Atoiva Ameitiv? And then, Bishloima, we have a once a year Yom Tov of Tubav, and we commemorate in that day this concept. But you make a broch Atoiva Ameitiv. You want to tell me you make it once a year Atoiva Ameitiv? No. You make Atoiva Ameitiv every time you bench. Every time you bench, you're thanking Hashem for the Mosul and the Eretz Yerushalayim. We start talking about the Haruge Beta. Multiple times a day, they used to wash it regularly by a regular Sunday. It's a Dover Nifla. Dover Nifla Ma'od. What's going on? The beginning of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu expresses the Klal Yisrael, the intense desire that he had to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the fact that Hashem did not accept his request for Eschanan El Hashem. And the Achronim Ha'omer on the fact that the Eschanan is communion for Eschanan, the Midrash says that it was Mamish 515 tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they seemingly they were rejected. They didn't get, they weren't answered. That's the simple. And it's a Peladik of Mamore Chazal that are attached to this for Eschana. Well, just being oimed on this idea that Moshe Damon Mamish, every tefillah, the Pnei Shu makes a cheshman from Tubam until his Petira, every tefillah he daven that he was able to daven, barring the Shabbosos, the times that he couldn't daven, barring those times. Other than those times that he couldn't daven, he Mamish davened every tefillah till his Petira. Nor Voyim. There's all other kinds of Ramazim in this, but it's a Pella. I'm a Shapella. So I think, Rabbi Yisai, the Musig and the concept is one concept. It's one concept. It will give us also a better understanding how could it be that these tefillahs, they didn't get accepted. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ava Nevi'im, Rabban Shal Yisrael, the Mushlam, the Kol Mine Shlemus, his tefillahs weren't accepted. How could it be? How do we understand such a thing? And why would Moshe even convey that to Am Yisrael? What's the lesson for us? The explanation that I like to always say in this inyan is a simple idea. It's a simple idea, but it's a difficult thing to live up to. But at least we should chazer over the idea, and then Dave is helpful. We could strive to live up to this madrege. And that is that the truth is that a yid's avoida above everything else is his iskashrus to the Rabbani Shalel. Connecting to Hashem is our greatest avoida. And that is the greatest avoida. And the lack of that is the greatest chum. And the enhancement of that is the greatest nechoma. It's all do v'do chodo. It's all one. It's all one musag. It's all one concept. And when Moshe Rabbeinu had an unbelievable yearning to go to Eretz Yisrael, and mamish, this was nichsevo v'cham kol sanafshi, the, on top of everything, although Moshe gave all the reasons that he wanted to go in Mekayim Mitzvos Atlis Ba'oretz, and to see Klal Yisrael b'shal vosam, like he said, it's brought down in the Medrash. All of that. But on top of everything, was to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that special connection of Eretz Yisrael, of the Mitzvot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Nachas from Klal Yisrael. It's all the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished, maxed out that connection by davening for it. by being mispowel for it, by davening for it, he was able to reach that maximum level, of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was able to accomplish that with that yearning and formalizing it in tefillah. Because everything, it's not enough b'machshoveh. That's the mile of the mitzvahs. That's why kiskashrus HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't just be with machshoveh. It's the mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim. We have to formalize it. We have to materialize it. And that's what Moshe was yearning for. And it ended up that these tefillahs, him using his last koiches, his last days, his last tefillahs to go in, that was the way he concretized these hergeshim. And they materialized in these tefillahs. And that was the legacy Moshe left Klal Yisrael. They say a lot of grace of Torah. I always say very poshut. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. The Nechoma is that we have the Torah, we have the communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoimar Elekechem. The fact that we have this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every time we learn the Torah, like Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, that's our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to us, he's communicating with us. That is our Nechoma. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Yoimar Elekechem. And that connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that tops everything else. There's nothing else. Whatever we mourn is mourning in whatever dent and crack there is in that connection. And the more that crack gets gapped, the more that's the nechama. That's what it's all about. And Shabbos is the zman that the Jew connects to Rabbeinu Shem on a whole new level. And that's why the Suda of Tubav was Shabbos, the Ritva. That's why I want to say Pshat in the Ritva. After the Shabbos, Achal Tisha B'Av, the time when we have Shvisa from everything else, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So whatever accomplishment we had in the Nechome, in the Avel San Yerushalayim, and now the Nechome, it materializes most on Shabbos when we designate the day Kilu to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shvisa from everything else. And that could be why the Sudas Tubav, according to Shitas Ritva, was Dafka done on Shabbos. What's the Hagugei Beita? What's going on behind this? Again, there's such an arichas, but I want to just capture it with one concept, and that is when Klal Yisrael experienced tsaras, of course the tsar itself hurts. Of course, the tsar of every Jew hurts. The tsar koldu of every Jew, the tzipoyim, like Chazal say, the burning of one fingernail hurt Moshe Rabbeinu. Of one fingernail of a Jew. Avada. But in the tsar, the darkness of the tsar is feeling the barrier between us and the Shechina. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed in the darkest moments the preservations of the bodies of Klal Yisrael, that nitnu l'kfura v'lo yisrichu, in essence that showed us that there's never ever a break in that connection. And when we bench and we thank the Rebbeinu Shem for the mazon that we experience, for the oretz, and we pray for the binyan Yerushalayim, we remind ourselves that no matter where we are, what place we are, there's a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the ikyo. That is the ikyo nechome, and it's such an important, it's HaToiv HaMeitiv. It's HaToiv HaMeitiv. And when it was Kolu Meisei Midbar, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm not done with you, Klal Yisrael. Ba'midbar hazeh yiplu pigreichem, but b'neichem, Netzach Yisrael lo yishakel. We're not celebrating the Kolu Meisei Midbar on its own, as an entity on its own. We're celebrating the fact that Hashem said there has to be the end of death, and there has to be a geula, and there has to be, why? Because that is Hashem's connection to us. Even with the Meisei Midbar, that was Hashem's connection with us. And that is the Tubav. And every Jewish home enhances the Ashrayas HaShechina materializes the Hashuas HaShechina, as Chazal say, Shechina Shruya B'neim. And that's why the Tubav and the Kol Umeis Yemidbar and the B'nois Yisrael Cholis Bekhomim, it's all one inyan. It's the inyan of us celebrating, memorializing what we don't have and celebrating what we do have, and continuing to build and to connect more and more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the inyan. Nachamu, nachamu, Ami. How do we get our nechama? By Yoyim HaLekechem, by our communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagudnu Shabbos.